Today is the 28th of October 2011. Mark wanted to talk about
Catholic Church.
I've entitled this, How Are Arminians and Catholics Alike? Now, I've often stated on sermon audio, other messages, that Hank Hanegraaff, the Bible Answer Man, people talk about him being the Bible Answer Man, and they go to him for answers to the Bible. Did you know that Hank Hanegraaff does not like the King James Version of the Bible? Did you know that Hank Hanegraaff will not call Roman Catholicism a cult? He's quick to call Mormonism a cult, but he will not stand up against Roman Catholicism because he is Arminian. Now, I was brought up in an Arminian church, and I often wondered, how was the Arminian church different than the Roman Catholic Church? But tonight, what we're going to talk about is how the Roman Catholic Church and the Arminians are alike. Did you know that both the Roman Catholic Church, now first of all, maybe I need to clarify, what is an Arminian church? Maybe I should name some of the Arminian churches, because a lot of people don't understand when you talk about Reformed churches or Calvinistic churches or Arminian churches or Sovereign Grace churches. They don't understand the distinction between these doctrines. Arminian churches are those who primarily came out of Wesleyanism, John Wesley. Okay, but now we're going to talk about the similarities of Roman Catholicism and Arminianism. Both deny election and predestination. That's right. Roman Catholicism and all Arminian churches deny predestination and election. They many of them say they don't deny it under the guise of foreknowledge. In other words, they say that God looked down through history and saw and foreknew that you were going to choose him. The problem with that is it denies grace. It denies unconditional election. It denies predestination. And it affirms the free will of man. Number two, how are Roman Catholics and Arminians alike? Number two, both believe in man's free will. Both Roman Catholics and Arminians believe that man has a free will to choose. Now, the reason that is a falsehood is the affirmation of the fact that man has a free will is a denial of the depravity of man. The man is totally dead in his trespasses and sin and is unable to do anything to raise himself to spiritual life apart from the quickening power of the Holy Spirit. So both Arminians and Roman Catholics believe that man has a free will. So they have put the God of free will on the throne of man's salvation. Both Arminians and Catholics deny particular redemption. They believe that God has thrown an offer out there. Now, I have a question for our listening audience, and that is, if you went to a used car lot and they had one 2011 Focus on the car lot, and they said, this Focus is available to anyone on the planet. Now, isn't that kind of ridiculous? There's only one person that's going to end up buying the Focus, not the whole world. And that's the whole Billy Graham hour of decision mentality, is that this salvation was made possible for the whole world, and it wasn't. The Bible says that Jesus came to save his people from their sins. So the Armenians and Catholics deny particular redemption. Both the Armenians and Catholics have graven images in their churches. I remember coming up as a child and seeing these graven images in the church that my mom and dad attended. Pictures of Jesus Christ coming back, the rapture, you know, pictures of Jesus praying in the garden, pictures of Jesus with the crown of thorn on his head, pictures of Jesus on the cross. These are graven images. If you go into a Catholic church, you'll see that the Catholic church is full of graven images. The local church here in Cameron, Missouri has a cross with Jesus Christ hanging on the cross. Now, both the Roman Catholics and the Arminians are into works salvation. They're into works. And it's called the Doctrine of Trent in the Roman Catholic Church. And, of course, we know that it's the Arminian doctrine in the Wesleyan churches. The Bible says, by grace are you saved, through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. Both the Roman Catholic Church and the Arminian churches are not into grace only. They're into works. In fact, a Roman Catholic told me one time that he was working his way to salvation. Now, both the Roman Catholic Church and the Armenian churches deny irresistible grace. On one side, they affirm the free will of man, and on the other side, they deny irresistible grace. That God has the power to draw someone to himself is an absolute denial of Scripture. All the Father have given me will come to me, and all that come to me I will in no wise cast out. All that the Father have given me will come to me. That's irresistible grace. Now, both the Roman Catholic Church and the Armenian churches deny original sin. They deny that man was born and conceived in sin. Many of them will say, no, we don't deny that. But yet, in their theology, Burkhoff, even, who is even calls himself Reformed, even says there's a spark of good in man. In other words, a denial of the total depravity of man. Arminians are big on the theology that all men were created in the image of God. That is a lie. All men are not created in the image of God. The only two people that were ever created in the image of God were Adam and Eve. And Adam and Eve fell. And they weren't just tainted. God told them in the Garden of Eden, the day you eat of it, ye shall surely die. And they did die. And so that, from there on, the whole human race was cursed with the sin of Adam. Adam, all die. Christ, all that are alive, are made alive by Jesus Christ. So, both the Arminian churches and the Roman Catholic churches deny original sin. And we've already talked about the fact that both the Arminians and the Roman Catholics deny total depravity of man. They want to give credit to man. That's why they got to keep him with a free will. And finally, the Roman Catholic Church and the Arminian Church deny the final preservation of the saints. God's not able to keep a person. If God shed his blood for you, is he going to be an Indian giver and take it back? If God saved you from your sins, is he going to take it away from you after he did it for you? Jude says, now to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you. Mark, look that scripture up for us.
Jude 1.
Both the Arminian churches, see if you can find them, Mark. Both the Arminian churches and the Catholic churches deny the final preservation of the saints and perseverance of the saints. They deny that. And verse 24.
Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy.
To the only wise God our Savior, not to the free will of man, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. Amen. So, we have here a summarization of how Arminians and Catholics are alike, and I'm just going to go back over that. Number one, both deny election and predestination. Two, both believe in man's free will. Three, both deny particular redemption. Four, both have graven images in the churches. Five, both have a doctrine of work salvation rather than grace only. Number six, both deny irresistible grace. Number seven, both deny original sin. Number eight, both deny the total depravity of man. And finally, last one, both deny the final perseverance of the saints. So, if you're going to go to a Roman Catholic church, realize that doctrinally, it's not a lot different than going to an Arminian church. If you're going to go to an Arminian church, realize doctrinally, it's really not that much difference than going to an Arminian church or vice versa. I hope this has been helpful, and I hope that if you're going to a Arminian church that is upholding the free will of man, you'll realize that it's a false church, just like the false church of Roman Catholicism. Father, we pray that you would take this brief message and use it for your glory, we pray in Christ's name. Amen.